Welcome to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. I want to thank you for coming into this space and making room in your day to connect with God through His Word. We're going to take the next 30 minutes to meditate on Scripture, give you space just to sit and be with the Lord. We've been working our way through a series, and we are in our eighth week this week, focusing on God being our greatest treasure. We've been working our way through the first chapter of Ephesians, just making some space and time to meditate on Scripture and allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts. So today, as we begin, I want to welcome you to just begin to turn your attention and your focus towards your breath. Begin to notice the inhale and the exhale. Allowing yourself to come present in this space. And whatever else is going on in your day, just allowing yourself to become focused here. Feel the sensation of the inhale and the exhale. Notice where the breath moves into the body and how it expands. Notice when the breath releases, how the body releases. And just taking time to allow things to slow down as we turn and focus our attention on Jesus today. Continuing to allow the breath just to lengthen, to slow. And as you continue with the breath, open us in prayer today. God, we come today to be present with you. We ask that your presence would be here with us. God, would you reveal your heart? Would you draw us near? Would you open our eyes? Will you give us a hunger and a thirst for your presence, the gift and the treasure of your presence, of pursuing and growing in relationship with you, God. Will you turn our hearts towards you? Will you awaken us to your word? Will you enlighten us with your truth? And will you reveal to us today the treasure that you truly are? And Lord, if there's mindsets in the way, if there's distractions, hurdles, roadblocks, whatever it may be on our path of relationship with you, would you show us how to move through those things, or over, around, under, whatever it looks like, that we may draw near to you and be present with you today. Will you come with your presence and touch each one listening to this? Draw us near, God. Teach us to stay on the path of presence with you. What does it look like to connect with Jesus today? What does it mean to be in His presence? To be present with Him? Do you find yourself leaning in or leaning away? Maybe you simply ask Jesus, what does it look like for me in this season to lean in? To lean in towards you, towards your presence. Our scripture today is from Ephesians chapter 1, reading verse 11. We'll read it the first time through, giving you room and space just to notice anything that stands out to you. Through our union with Christ, we too have been claimed by God as His own inheritance. Before we were even born, He gave us our destiny, that we would fulfill the plan of God, who always accomplishes every purpose and plan in His heart. Thank you. reading it a second time. Just giving yourself time to reflect on these words. Through our union with Christ, we too have been claimed by God as His own inheritance. Before we were even born, He gave us our destiny, that we would fulfill the plan of God, who always accomplishes every purpose and plan in His heart. Where is God shining a light in your life through these words? What's He illuminating? Through our union with Christ, we too have been claimed by God as His own inheritance. Before we were even born, He gave us our destiny, that we would fulfill the plan of God who always accomplishes every purpose and plan in His heart. Going to read it once again, not being in a hurry today, but just allowing yourself to savor these words, noticing the truth that God is bringing to you. Through our union with Christ, we too have been claimed by God as His own inheritance. Before we were even born, He gave us our destiny, that we would fulfill the plan of God, who always accomplishes every purpose and plan in his heart. What does it mean to you to have this union with Christ? To be one with him? To be claimed by God himself as his own inheritance? What does it begin to do in you when you meditate upon these words? I am God's own inheritance. Can you continue to meditate upon this, to chew on it, to repeat it? I am God's own inheritance. I have been claimed by God as his own inheritance. I belong. I am claimed. I am God's inheritance. I am God's own inheritance. Before I was even born, he gave me my destiny. That I would fulfill the plan of God, who always accomplishes every purpose and every plan in his heart. What is God's plan in his heart for you? Can you ask him, God, show me the plan in your heart for me? He claimed you for a purpose, for a reason, to be his very own. What does he want you to know about that today? Maybe you simply ask, Jesus, what does it mean that I am claimed as your own inheritance? What do you want me to know about the destiny that you've given me? I'm going to read from verses 7 through to 11. Just feed upon his truth and his goodness. Since we are now joined to Christ, we have been given the treasures of redemption by his blood, the total cancellation of our sins, all because of the cascading riches of his grace. This superabundant grace is already powerfully working in us, releasing within us all forms of wisdom and practical understanding. And through the revelation of the Anointed One, he unveiled his secret desires to us, the hidden mystery of his long-range plan, which he was delighted to implement from the very beginning of time. And because of God's unfailing purpose, this detailed plan will reign supreme through every period of time until the fulfillment of all the ages finally reaches its climax, when God makes all things new in all of heaven and earth through Jesus Christ. Through our union with Christ, we too have been claimed by God as his own inheritance. Before we were even born, he gave us our destiny, that we would fulfill the plan of God, who always accomplishes every purpose and plan in his heart. Do you need to be reminded today that you've been bought with a price? That Jesus paid it all for you? And that you belong. You belong in his family. He's claimed you as his inheritance. He's always had a purpose and a plan for you. Do you need to remember you're created for his pleasure and for his glory? To bring him honor, to delight his heart with your presence. What does it look like to come into that place of presence today and tomorrow and the next day? The union with Christ. Not to be taken lightly, but to remember that he himself, his presence, he is our greatest treasure. I bless you this week to be aware of Christ in you, the hope of glory. To be awakened to the beauty of your union with Christ. What it means to be fully claimed by God, to be his own inheritance. I bless you to be awakened to the purpose and the plans he's placed upon your life from before you were even born. That you, individually, and we as the body of Christ corporately, would fulfill the plan of God, who always accomplishes every purpose and plan in his heart. I bless you to know the plans in God's heart for you. I pray that the lies that cloud your mind, the discouragement, the pressures, will be overwhelmed by God's goodness, his mercy, his love, his passion for you. May you rise this week into truth. The truth of knowing your union with Christ has caused you to be claimed by God himself. I bless you to know what it means to be God's own inheritance, that you would walk taller in that, fuller. That your heart would be filled with this knowledge, and your being would be overtaken by his presence of how much he loves you and wants to empower you in all areas of your life. Amen.